Jury selection begins Monday in the trial of Raekwon Boram. Boram is charged with the murder of 26-year-old Justin Carr. Carr was shot in Uptown Charlotte in September of 2016 during a protest in the aftermath of the shooting death of Keith Lamont Scott. WFAE's Sarah Dilia reports.
In the wake of the police shooting death of Keith Scott, protests and demonstrations flooded the streets of Charlotte. Those protests lasted for days, and at one point, then-Governor Pat McCrory declared a state of emergency and called in the National Guard. On the second night of protests, chaos erupted outside the Omni Hotel in Uptown. That's where Justin Carr, a Charlotte native and father-to-be, was fatally hit by a bullet. Raekwon Boram was arrested days later. In connection with Carr's death, he's been charged with first-degree murder and possession of a firearm by a felon. He's been incarcerated for more than 2 years. He faces other charges for a breaking and entering incident, which is separate from Carr's murder. Activists with Charlotte Uprising maintain Boram's innocence and say the Charlotte-Mecklenburg Police Department made Boram the scapegoat for Carr's murder and that the police are responsible for Carr's death. The group has encouraged people to contribute funds to Boram's legal fees. CMPD Chief Kerr Putney has said that no officer was involved and that video backs that up. The trial was originally slated to begin in December, but Boram's lawyers say it was postponed because of the holiday season. For WFAE News, I'm Sarah Dilia in Charlotte.